This program is brought to you by PersonalLifeMedia.com.
Before I begin, I want to chat about an anonymous survey I'm taking of my listeners. I hope you'll participate, because your participation helps me to get sponsors. Just go to personallifemedia.com and click on the listener survey ad on my show page and episode pages. Please take a moment to click over to personallifemedia.com and take my listener survey. Thanks so much for supporting the joy of living creatively. Today's episode is part of a series called Lessons from San Francisco. In this series, I've chosen essays from my book, A Writer San Francisco, that I'm betting will help you deepen your connection to your creative life and motivate you to create every day. Today's show is called You Are a Real Poet. Let's begin. For a year, I dated a schizophrenic poet. Let's call her Carol. Carol was 10 years my senior, very sane, and very crazy. When insane, she had visions of roses appearing. Through a bowl of what she thought to be poisoned pumpkin soup at the counter girl at the Owl and the Monkey, and craved pastrami. When she was sane, she was a meditative vegetarian who lived on adookie beans and classical music. Finally, she got too crazy and got herself institutionalized in the locked ward of a local hospital. When she emerged, months later, she was still broken. I loved Carol's poetry. I wish I could quote some of it here. I have an unpublished chapbook-length volume of her poetry in my possession, but I don't know how to contact her to get her permission. Probably she is dead. I presume that she is dead because, when insane, she lived much too dangerously. She would walk down the street poking people in the midriff. She would cross mid-block, oblivious to traffic. She would shuffle, because of the Thorazine, into one scrape after another. Once I almost killed her myself. It is hard to imagine that she is still alive and kicking. Very occasionally she would recite her poetry at an open mic reading. This happened only rarely. Like many writers, she was shy about performing and feared public humiliation. For every Dylan Thomas, there are 1,000 writers not quite equal to the task of performing. It is no wonder that the typical book event feeds us so little, since the writer not only prays that he were elsewhere, but also acts that way, preparing poorly, offering his audience crumbs, and counting the minutes until he can sign his books and be gone. Though Carol, too, came out rarely, when she did, she gave the audience her whole heart. People liked and responded to her poetry, but their expressions of appreciation rarely matched the depth of their admiration. They said mild things or things that didn't ring quite true. At the end of one reading, however, Carol got what every writer craves, the perfect validation. An older woman came up to her and said, "You are a real poet." This made Carol well up on the spot. It did not inoculate her from further bouts of madness, but, as a true tonic, it probably postponed the onset of an episode by several months. A writer can go her whole life without once being told, "You are a real writer." Just 5 words. Can a life be considered a failure, or significantly diminished, or an idiotic farce, simply by virtue of not having heard them? Yes, absurdly enough, it can. Every writer craves exactly that recognition, craves hearing exactly that mantra. It isn't that he needs flattery or adulation, though he may. It's a purer matter than that. He wants to write something worthy and have another person recognize its worthiness. How straightforward. It should be so easy to contrive, write a worthy thing, and be told that it is worthy. But it isn't. I went traveling with Carol to odd places, Disneyland, the Mount Baldy Zen Center, the Colorado River for white water rafting. I have a photo of us on that raft taken from a bridge, a souvenir supplied for a nice price by the rafting company. Carol looks beatific. I look like the mad one, wild beard, wild eyes, an unfiltered cigarette burning bright. Everyone is laughing and gleeful. No doubt it was a beautiful day and a beautiful setting, but my mind was elsewhere. At the end of the day, Carol complained, "Couldn't you enjoy that? Did you have to smoke? I'm not sure I can be with you." But we stayed together until the madness returned and the hospitalization commenced. I would visit her in the hospital. It was crazy-making in the extreme, playing basketball on the roof court with the inmates, who didn't have much game, trying to decipher Carol's coded messages, trying to fathom what to do with her reports of the constant rapes going on every night throughout the ward. She begged to be freed. She begged to be let off her antipsychotic medication. She incriminated everyone. No roses were appearing here. This was the lunatic asylum. Now I take some slight comfort in that single validation. At least once Carol got to hear those crucial five words, "You are a real poet." Sometimes I pass her place in San Francisco's Coal Valley, a place that she could afford because her parents had money, a place where she spent her days slow-cooking beans, listening to late Beethoven, and writing poetry. She didn't work in the world. How could she? It is hard to work in the world when roses unexpectedly appear in your cubicle and the food in the canteen is poisoned. No, the world may be insane, but it nevertheless demands your sanity. I remember the first time Carol told me that a rose had spontaneously materialized. It appeared on her hall floor just outside her bedroom door. The sun was shining so brightly, streaming in through her bedroom window and pouring through the hall, that at first she hadn't seen the flower. Then she had. It was a perfect rose, blood red. I thought she was speaking metaphorically. I thought she was being a poet. I waited for her to smile and say, "Oh, I don't mean a real rose, of course. I mean..." But she was saying exactly what she meant. We who write wait to hear those five words. Since they are hard to earn and hard to coax from an indifferent universe, they can prove devastatingly elusive. For many writers, they never arrive. Ah, Carol, at least you were rewarded once. Before I go, I wanted to tell you about a great offer from Audible, one of my show's sponsors. You'll definitely want to take advantage of this offer. Audible offers over 40,000 books that you can listen to from your computer, your portable device, or your car. Right now, by taking advantage of this special offer, you can get a free book download that's as much as a $25 value if you sign up for a 2-week trial membership. Audible has excellent creativity selections like the audio version of Corporate Creativity, one of the top books on how innovation really happens in corporations. I love this book and highly recommend it to you. And there are lots of other creativity books to choose from, as well as a wide variety of fiction and nonfiction books. So visit Audible right now. You'll be helping this show and treating yourself in the bargain. Take a minute and go to audiblepodcast.com audible.com/create and get your free download. That's audiblepodcast.com/create. Do check out this offer. That ends today's show. I hope that you enjoyed it, and I hope that you'll tune in next week for another episode of The Joy of Living Creatively. If you subscribe to The Joy of Living Creatively, you won't miss a single episode. To subscribe, please visit personallifemedia.com or look for The Joy of Living Creatively in iTunes. You might also want to visit my blog, where many guest correspondents write about issues of interest to creative people. My blog is available at the personallifemedia.com website. If you'd like to drop me an email, I'd love to hear from you. My email address is eric@personallifemedia.com, and I hope that you'll visit my website to learn more about my books and services. To visit, please head over to ericmaisel.com. That's ericmaisel.com. Oh, and a last reminder about the anonymous survey I'm taking of my listeners. I hope you'll participate. Just go to personallifemedia.com and click on the listener survey ad on my show page and episode pages. Thanks so much for supporting The Joy of Living Creatively. And thank you for listening.
Find more great shows like this on personallifemedia.com.